crippled, would we not allow those equal rights for individuals who truly were committed to one another in life to be able to show that by way of a marriage? My daughter came out of the closet a couple of years ago. And you know what? I thought I was just going to agonize about that. Nothing's different. She's still a fabulous human being, and she's met a person that she loves very much. And someday, by God, I want to throw a wedding for that kid. And I hope that's exactly what I can do. I hope she will not feel like a second-class citizen involved in something called a domestic partnership, which frankly sounds like a Merry Maids franchise to me.
You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio. Crunch, 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 crunch. Why did I stick a chip in my mouth right as I put on the end of the commercial? What the fuck was I thinking? So that, again, we played a little bit more of the Maureen Walsh, her gay marriage speech. That when was that exactly, Boyne?
That was just this month, earlier this month, I understand.
Okay. So we played the whole thing during Boyne's show, which is Sunday at 6 o'clock. And we got to play bits and pieces of it back and forth, and it's quite moving. We thought it was going to make Sir Mark cry, but it didn't.
That's because we told him up front he was going to cry, so he was holding.
I think
back.
He was just playing too much Scruff and Grinder. He wasn't really paying attention
to
what he
was doing. That so
wasn't
he
listening
cry
to what was going on.
He knew he was going to
purpose.
Cry.
He always
really
does that. So now back to the what we're talking about just before the break, which was Fox News, of course. Posted an article, and the article was fairly ridiculous with a lot of what they had to say. First off, it was an anti-equality, anti-feminism, whole thing, and they put a photo of. The photo, I'm just going to read from it. The photo is pretty well known. It's of Stephanie Figueroa and Lena MacArthur enjoying their first kiss as a married couple, the first same-sex couple to be married at the Empire State Building last year. So we're not even going to really bother with the stupidity of Fox News for actually not checking. Well, it just shows you, like, you know, their journalistic integrity by not even checking the source of the picture. That's kind of telling you something. And, you know, it's nice to bit him in the ass.
Remember, this was the same newscast that gave the presidential election to Mitt Romney.
That's true, too.
Hello?
Yeah, they were a little
and
confused.
It was a landslide. They were just a little confused.
Yeah, just a bit.
And they hadn't scripted the fact that maybe Mitt Romney wasn't going to win.
Yes.
Which he didn't, but.
So. Then the article, there's three things that I wanted to really talk about. The person who wrote this article, Venker is the last name. What the heck was the first name again? Let me just make sure I get this right. Suzanne Venker.
Venker.
Three statements in this I found kind of fucked up. Feminism didn't result in equality between the sexes. It resulted in mass confusion. A couple things in the chat room were interesting. Let's go back and have a quick look in there. Short of... Pup Kalen saying that, you know, Fox News is known for being a bunch of idiots. To be fair, it confuses traditional gender roles for the traditionalists. Okay, yeah, and traditionally, men were hunter-gatherers, and they went out and they, you know, killed freaking dinosaurs and buffaloes and mammoths, and let's move up further, and to feed their families. Traditions have to, I don't want to say mutate, but they have to advance to keep up with what society is doing. Like, I mean, a traditional role of a hunter-gatherer for a male is no longer valid.
But see, the Master, if I may, you know, that's really a cop-out on their part because equal rights had absolutely nothing to do with what goes on in the bedroom or what goes on in the house. Equal rights and women's rights and feminism had to do with them having equal rights, which they still don't totally have because... The average pay that a woman gets versus a man isn't the same.
True.
Women do get paid less for doing the same job.
Yeah.
Which is wrong. that's what it was all about. It was in the workplace. It was in education. It was in availability of education and work. It wasn't about, feminism wasn't about, we're going to tell you how to treat your husband, and husbands, we're going to tell you how to treat your wives. That was never part of it. That's what the conservatives tried to say, oh, this is what it's going to do. They're the same ones that said, oh, you know what, if gays get married, that's going to fuck up your marriage, I hope you know. Well, they did. They still say that in states that are fighting marriage equality.
And what's the point?
You know, like, if those gays get married, it's gonna mess up your marriage.
Well, is it gonna mess it up, or is it just gonna make their marriage mean less? Because of course it's traditional.
It has nothing to do with their marriage. It's about civil rights. They always try to cloud the issue with a bunch of bullshit, and that's exactly what Fox News is trying to do, and it backfired. I think that's hilarious.
I love it as well. Yeah. The other statement of the three is, second of the three is, quote, today, men and women have no idea who's supposed to do what. Well, now is that because they're all fucking sheep and they're following what? I mean,
they don't know what to do what where. Again, what's reference?
That was just the idea that women don't need men or marriage. I'm not quite sure what they're trying to get across with this, saying that men and women have no idea who's supposed to do what in the household, in the relationship. Again, going back to that 1950s thing, like, does the man come home, light up a cigar, or the wife in a frilly little dress brings him a drink, and he sits and waits for dinner, like,
okay,
that's me coming home with you.
But again, in that type of household, I think that's what the television...
Into the mic, please.
And they tried to portray was some family that happened. I don't think that happened in your family growing up.
What, my family?
Right.
Well, I mean...
It didn't happen in mine.
Both my parents worked. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, I mean, you know, my mom, she worked as a waitress for several, for many, many years. My dad, you know, he worked as well. But my mom still, you know, had to be there for the kids because, my dad had to work from 6 to 4.
That TV sitcom family just didn't really exist.
You don't think it did?
Very rarely. That was
I think in the 50s
it
did.
That was a serious exception to the rule.
Hmm.
I don't know. But I wasn't alive in the 50s, so I wouldn't know. I'm not that ancient, so maybe it did.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah. So, now, I'm not sure if this she's saying, like, you know, team men and women have no idea who's supposed to do what. I mean, I could take that statement, I could twist it to my own means, which is, you're right. Men and women don't know who to do, what's, you know, who's supposed to do what. You know, do they do other men? Do they do other women?
By those rules, too, back in the 50s, she shouldn't be speaking up being a female, giving her, she has no authority, she's a woman. What is she doing giving her opinion? Her opinion doesn't matter.
Well, I can see that.
She should be having her man tell her what her opinion is.
Yeah. When I want your opinion,
apparently
I'll give it to
she's
you.
Confused as well when you really think about it.
Yeah.
That's the funny part about it is, do they really want that? If you ask these Fox women, do you really want to go back to that?
Probably. Well, you know what?
Some might, the submissives.
Oh, yeah, there you go, right? Yeah, is that what they
submissives.
Are?
Submissives.
Well,
I don't know. You tell me, sir. Where is that kind of what they were? You kind of had that with Sheila.
I kind of did, but let me go back in the chat machine. We got going on.
I quieted it down. Sorry, sir.
No, that's okay.
She might be listening.
Oh, I don't care if she listens. We know what our relationship was. Mm-hmm. The idea that people will not know what to do if traditional gender roles are thrown away is just silly. That is very, very true, because now I think with the way things are moving along, it's things just have increased in intensity and in speed of change so rapidly in the last, say, just 50 years that, I mean, it's crazy. Like, you can't really keep up. Like, what
were
do you teach?
Were there dominatrixes in the 50s? Here's a good question.
Sure, there were. That's the black and white Betty Boop pictures and all those.
Well, that couldn't have been, though, not in the 50s.
Oh, yeah. I can bring some up.
I'm being
facetious. Oh, yes.
That didn't exist. Women couldn't be dominant. That was not their role. Their role was to take care of their man, not to dominate their man, sir.
Well, maybe that's how they took care of them. Well, no, it's because the man wanted it, so it was never really their decision.
So the man was in the control.
Of course. Yeah. That's, yeah.
So then I, because I want to be submissive, I'm the one in control because I make you dominant. Is that what you're saying, sir?
Well, no.
It's kind of what you said already, though.
Well, no, I know, but I'm not saying what I think. I'm saying what they think.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were thinking. You said
No. I like this article. I truly did. I'm going to repost it just in case you guys want to have a look at it again in the chat room. The last thing that the last statement was, we know. Now, who the fuck is we all the time? They. Who's them? We know little girls love their dolls and boys just want to kick that ball. Like,
want to lick that ball?
Wow. Yeah. Like, just that statement alone is just steep with stupidity. It truly is.
They really are.
What about, I mean, even let's just take it away. Oh, there's Puff Blokey. Just take it away from dolls. What kind of dolls? What about a fucking G.I. Joe? That's a doll. What about those little army guys? Those are dolls.
Transformers.
Those are dolls. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what the hell? Like, how can you make such a just a blanket statement?
That's what they do, but
statement.
These are the same ones that go, and I'm still, well, most of them are even leaving that West, whatever it is, Baptist Church down in Florida.
Yes, when we come back, we are going to definitely be talking about that. I mean, and who the hell cares that they are playing with the Barbies? Like, I mean, who, like, anymore who just...
If you had a son playing with a Barbie, though, sir...
What would I do?
What would you have done?
Well, it better be a leathered Barbie. That's all I got to say.
I didn't mean putting it places, sir.
Oh, what do you mean?
Plain Barbie.
What, how, okay, now, oh, that's a hard question.
How would you have reacted?
How would I react now or 10 years ago? There's
either
a difference.
Way. Is there a difference? Probably not that much, sir.
By the way, Pup Kalen says those are not dolls, they're action figures.
Somebody still plays with action figures, I think.
Well, you
many
guys,
gay guys are into action figures. They collect them and everything. I know guys that have rooms full of
them. Yeah, so why? Well, yeah, that's a whole other story. How would I have reacted if I had a son that played with dolls? Like, are we talking Transformer dolls or are we talking like little Raggedy Ann?
We're talking about Raggedy Ann and Barbie dolls and plays like girls do with dolls. What
would
you have done?
And
how would you have reacted? Seriously, honestly. I mean, we're talking fictitious, so it doesn't much matter.
You know what? I'm going to have to say that I don't think it would have bothered me because look at Alyssa. My daughter. I mean, because I don't have boys. Then I'll go with the girl side.
You tried to make one a boy.
No, not at all. She was always into the sports, right. And she was always doing that, and she was kind of like the tomboy, blah 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 blah. I never, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like go play with your dolls. No, I would never do that, right?
Yeah.
So I think that yes, I would be okay with a kid that did that. And, you know, once he's 16, 17, once he's 20, 21, he better be bringing his friends home. That's all I'm going to say.
Optimus Prime helmet.
Yeah, oh God, that's bad.
He is. I think I saw that picture on the North Mountain Mother's
as well.
Party.
All right. You know what time it is?
8:30,
which means it is commercial time. When we come back, we have something else to talk about.
You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.